interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hey there, friends. Can you believe we are 1 week away from America's big 250th birthday? This is really exciting, friends. And I'm going to give you all of the details for what to look forward to next week and how you and your family and friends can get involved. Before I introduce you to the guests in the studio, shout out to our friends at True Colors Salon and Spa. Are you thinking about rocking out some red, white, and blue hair for this special milestone for our country? If so, True Colors can make that happen. In fact, they do all sorts of colors, fun styles, cuts, and more than just hair, right? They do nails, massage, electrolysis, guys and gals. They have weekend and evening hours with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. I love True Colors. I know you will as well. And no matter what it is you envision, they will help implement it, as they have hairstylists and specialists for every type of hair and skin. In the studio, I have a very busy lady. She's no stranger to the program, Tammy Bursick. She is our chair for the 4th of July committee. Alongside her, I have Aaron Voss with our Vero Beach City Council. He is the co-chair. He takes instruction very well, which is very important. And they have been busy ensuring that leading up to the big 4th of July celebration, that there's lots of ways that we can all participate and share in the joy of this big milestone. So, Tammy, I know that today we just had a big race, and that helped pioneer some of the excitement that will transpire for next week. And everyone was donning their super cool t-shirts, which, if I'm not mistaken, are available for purchase. We have a special shirt for this milestone.
We sure do. We have we had the special shirt for the race. And of course, we have a special shirt for the July 4th ceremony, and they can be purchased in the city clerk's office, in the Chamber of Commerce, Vero Beach Chamber of Commerce, or at the Heritage Center. And they're only $15 a piece, and they're really nice t-shirts.
Oh, are they assorted colors, or are they all one color?
No, they're assorted colors. They have our logo on the top, on the front, with some of our sponsors, and the rest of the sponsors are on the back.
Oh, brilliant. Now, USA All Day, 250 years, pioneers to paradise. That says so much and is so true for our particular neck of the woods here in the Treasure Coast. Was that a group effort? I just really love it.
It was a group effort. We have a wonderful committee that got together, and we came up with a couple different names, and those stuck out. So we're like, okay, we just need to put them together. And we put them together and made a great logo.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. And we do have some incredible sponsors, big names that really support the region as a whole: Cleveland Clinic, Piper, Dyer Auto, Mid-Florida Credit Union, of course, the city of Vero Beach alongside the county. Just really special. Jackie Robinson Training. There is so much going on. FPL. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all at these different events that we're going to start describing.
That's right. I mean, it's not a City of Vero Beach event. We wanted to just let the public know that it's a community event. We wanted everybody involved.
I think that's very special. So, Mr. Voss, what can one find in this time capsule that's having a special ceremony on July 3rd?
Okay. That's a fun one.
I think so.
Yeah. So with the time capsule, there's actually 12 time capsules.
Okay.
So each of the cities and towns, that would be Orchid Island, Inverness Shores, Sebastian, Felsmere, City of Vero Beach, all get their own separate time capsule, as well as the county.
Ooh.
So the cylinder is about 16 inches long, about 4 inches in diameter. The chair of the time capsule committee for each one of these towns, municipalities, and the county, they have to figure out what goes in the time capsule.
Oh, that's a big responsibility.
It is. For the City of Vero Beach, our the city clerk, Sherry Filo, she donated two 2025 pennies, which are the last pennies that were struck in the United States.
Oh, that's huge.
Right. And we also have a bicentennial coin set that was donated for the event. But it comes down to the mayor has to figure out what goes in it.
That's a big responsibility.
It is. So I'm out of this one.
Passing the buck.
And it also includes anything from the employees of the city. They are part of the city. So we also want to include any employees as well.
Oh, my goodness. This is very special. And it's going to take place at 10 a.m. It's about an hour-long celebration. It's going to be there at the Heritage Center?
That's correct. We'll have a little a place set up, a little tent. We bring all the sponsors, even the sponsors. We have three sponsors, Dyer Chevrolet, or Dyer Auto Group, and we've got Piper, and, of course, Cleveland Clinic, our major sponsor for this event. They also get their time capsule. But we all convene at the Heritage Center. We'll take a group shot.
Love it.
Heritage Center will go in and print it, laminate it. It'll go right in there with the rest of the time capsules, and we'll bury it right there. So we'll just have a little ceremony, introduction, what the time capsule is about. It's a 50-year time capsule. So one of the suggestions, notes to the grandchildren or their children, because in 50 years, they might be grown up by then.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah.
Or so, just young at heart.
Young at heart, exactly. So everyone will get a chance to do a little speech, and we'll wrap it up and come back in 50 years.
And it's going to be buried there at the flagpole?
At the flagpole, that's correct. So people coming in and out of the Heritage Center or to the Citrus Museum will be able to see a time capsule. We won't lose it this time.
Right. It won't just float away, by golly. Oh, my goodness. And then later that evening is a 1776 Colonial Costume Ball. Stop it, Tammy. I am so excited.
I know. This is all the Heritage Center. They wanted to be involved, and they're like, you know, it's their USO dance that they normally do. So we're just going to pick it up a little bit and change the name this year. So there's a lot going on, you know, just leading up to the July 4th event. If I can just step in for 1 minute and tell you that we started reaching out to the community to find out different things that the public wanted to go on. So we first started with the Swim to the Wreck. You know, that's on
yes.
July 4th, and
mm-hmm.
that has just become such a huge event. So we looked at finding out who started that. And we kind of traced it back to the Sunrunners Running Club, which is an older running club, one of the first ones in this area. They had kind of started it, and there was only three or four people at the time, and their time to start it was at 8 o'clock. Well, now this thing is huge. You know, people are out there 6, 7, whatever. But we're officially starting our July 4th at 8 o'clock a.m. on the Barrier Island. Then, of course, we have the farmers market going on that same morning. They wanted to be involved, so they are going to have their vendors decorate their
patriotic.
Yeah, they're going to be dressed in red, white, and blue. And then we kind of move to the mainland, and that's when we start our parade. I know you haven't gotten to that yet.
Not yet, but that's it's coming.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's going to be, you know, next week. It's going to be on July 4th. Starts at 10 o'clock. Then after our parade is over, everybody will go to the community center. We will have our birthday cake, which
Yay.
We
this
will sing.
This is a milestone birthday. We need cake.
We need cake.
And may I just step back and say, Anna, we are so happy that you're going to be emceeing the event.
Oh, thank you.
You know, because you are just wonderful. Then once we leave that area, we go back to the Barrier Island.
Okay.
And then at 4:30, we're having a veteran ceremony.
Ooh,
and they
beautiful.
Will be commemorating the 250th anniversary. That will last about an hour. Then about 6 o'clock, the band will start, Riptide, which is
Love
a great
them.
Band.
High energy. That's how we bring in the festivities. I dig it.
Yep. And then there will be a hot dog eating contest, pie eating contest, hula hoop contest. And, of course, we have all the food vendors. We have probably double the food vendors that we normally do because it's just going to be such a huge July 4th
Correct.
Event.
Yeah.
Then we have our children's area. Then, of course, 9 o'clock is the fabulous fireworks.
Huge.
Now, Aaron can talk about them a little bit.
Yeah. So the fireworks this year will be what we call an enhanced show.
Okay.
Won't necessarily longer, but it'll be more fireworks. So
Ooh.
This was part of the deal when we first started this out. We don't want just a little flashier, flashier. We wanted something that people would
robust.
Remember. A robust show.
Yeah.
Right.
So, okay. So now where are we going to be at when we get back to the Barrier Island? So Riverside Park, closest to the museum?
We will actually have the stage out there in the middle of the bean field is what they call it.
Yeah. Oh, is that what they call it?
Yes.
All these years, I had no idea.
Well, I'm not so sure where it came from, but...
It's what the city employees call the Riverside Park is
it
the
sticks.
Bean field.
Yeah. All right. I dig it. Okay. So look for the giant
You'll see
stage.
The band shell okay. out there. So we'll have our big band shell, and then, you know, people come and put their blankets down, you know. And just get ready to spend the evening. And this year it's going to be even earlier because we don't usually have a veteran ceremony. So I can envision people coming earlier, parking, and just staying because I think there's just going to be so many things going on the whole evening.
Right. And the energy is going to be infectious. People are there. They're feeling patriotic. That you want to just sort of embrace your neighbor and bring in this big event. So the fireworks themselves are taking place closer to, like, the Memorial Island, like the water that way, or?
That's correct.
Okay.
They'll be launching off Memorial Island, so no one will be allowed on Memorial Island. They'll just go over, shoot out from there over the water.
With our giant, beautiful flag right there?
That's correct.
That's impressive.
Right.
Oh, speaking of, I saw the new letters on the water
treatment.
USA.
Oh, it's stunning. It looks fabulous. It's a good way to just help add to the... to the celebration. And so fireworks start at 9. This is after they've been stuffed with hot dogs and pie. What a good American tradition. And then, folks, once the robust fireworks display is over, folks will slowly start to disperse.
And I did want to mention that this year we will have the Senior Resources is helping with the parking. They're going to have buses going back and forth to Holy Cross Church and to Beechland Elementary.
Brilliant.
Some of our parking spaces are being taken up with the construction for the museum. So we've worked with them, and they're so graciously going to help us with the parking. So they will start at 7 o'clock bringing people over to the island, and then they'll go back around 9:30 when the fireworks are over and take them back to their car. So they'll be going all night long until everyone's out of the park.
And what's really beautiful about that, not only is it an award-winning transportation system that the Senior Resource Association does on the daily, it's also air-conditioned.
That's right.
Oh, how lovely.
Oh, everybody's going to want to get on that bus.
me first. Oh, my goodness. So it's really quite the long day. So for those that want to participate in the swim first thing in the morning, that's encouraged. They may or may not have been at the ball the night before. I feel like I'm going to be one of those that really look forward to the 10 a.m. parade start. And that's going to go down the entire length of 14th Avenue, correct? Main Street?
Right. Aaron, what's the exact route?
Right on 25th is where the parade's going to start, 25th Avenue.
Okay.
Or I'm sorry, 25th
Street.
Mm-hmm. And all the way down past SR60 to the high school where it'll terminate.
Aha. So
everyone down 14th Street will get a shot of the parade.
Oh, that's going to be really great. And it's so wonderful how many businesses are able to step up and show their love and support. And it really does mean so much to residents when they see that out there. I feel like sometimes it can be challenging to do it every year at Christmas or what have you. But what's nice about a morning parade is you don't have to worry about the lights and some of those logistics that come into play. Everything's more about the daytime sparkle.
That's right.
Yeah.
And while you're waiting for the parade to come by, you can visit the car show at the old train station.
Oh, really?
We'll have a car show there.
Oh.
And,
yeah, the antique cars.
Yeah.
Which is so appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, yeah. Cars from all the bygone decades. I love that.
Yeah, what did she say? She'd put that up. 25 cars?
Yeah, over 20 cars will be there as of right now.
Okay.
We have planned.
My goodness.
Up to over 26, I think, is possible.
And at this point, everything we're talking about, I mean, minus the tickets for the dance on July 3rd from 6 to 9 there at the Vero Heritage, everything is free.
That's correct.
Everything's
free.
Love it.
Thank you to all their sponsors.
Yes. It takes a village to pull all this together, and some incredibly dedicated chairs and a very active committee. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. I'm chatting with Tammy Bursick, who is our chair for the 4th of July committee, alongside her, the one and only Mr. Aaron Voss with the Vero Beach City Council. And they're so busy planning some incredible festivities that are free to our community with a parade. It's just an all-day event on the 4th of July. And I really love the USA All Day. It's so perfect. And we're going to have some QR codes at treasurecoastinsider.us so that you can just be familiar with what to look forward to and maybe where you can purchase the cool souvenir t-shirts. I mean, we only turned 250 once. I checked, and that's just the math. And you get to celebrate and have cake and cheer. It's just going to be so many cool things taking place. And really, like you said, Tammy, kicking off 8 a.m. At the Swim to the Wreck. And then with the formal parade downtown on Main Street, 10 a.m. And then festivities again in the latter part of the afternoon from 4 to 9:30 there at Riverside Park, where we'll look for the big band show on behalf of the city of Vero Beach. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Are you becoming a realtor, contractor, mold remediator, guardian? In the state of Florida, these and many other industries require a Level 2 live scan background check for clearance to work in your industry. A1A Fingerprints is your certified live scan source from Broward to Brevard. And if you're a medical provider, you need to be registered on the ACA web portal. A1A Fingerprints will help you navigate and comply with the law. Call 772-494-6556 or visit a1afingerprints.com. A1A Fingerprints.
Tired of pool chores draining your weekend? Deja Blue Pool Service provides the expert skimming and chemical balancing you need for a crystal clear paradise. For Vero's most reliable professional care, Google Deja Blue Pool Service. Keep it clean, keep it blue.
At lunchtime, enjoy a Southern home-cooked meal paired with the best sweet tea in town at Marsh Landing. You'll love our daily lunch specials like chicken and dumplings every Thursday or one of our juicy half-pound burgers. Experience old Florida cuisine at Marsh Landing in Fellsmere.
Hi, I'm Ryan, owner of Treasure Coast Tree and Land Services. When it comes to your property, there's a difference between some guy with a chainsaw and a certified arborist. Don't take chances with your property. Make sure your tree company is certified, licensed, and insured. Call the professionals. Treasure Coast Tree and Land Services. If you're in the IRC, call Treasure Coast Trees.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia-Tillery, your happy hostess with the most, is 1 week away from America's 250th birthday. Quick shout out to our friends at Union Home Mortgage, Shannon and Lucy. Home loans is all that they do, and you are a priority, not a number. And they have a variety of products. So as the summer months are here and you think I might need to upsize or downsize or maybe build new, they have a variety of those offerings for you to explore. Shannon and Lucy, thank you for your ongoing support. Union Home Mortgage of the Treasure Coast. Michelinas, if you are a lady in the Treasure Coast, you are looking to build your referrals as well as your resource partners. The Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network is a great opportunity to do that. And it's just the cost of lunch when it works in your schedule. The first Tuesday of each month is at Tutto Fresco in Port St. Lucie. The second Friday is in Vero Beach at Twisted Lime. And the third Wednesday of each month is at Michelina's, where you can enjoy networking as a group of gals, but also dinner Tuesday through Saturday, 3 to 9, catering and family meals to go for $60, feeding up to 6 people. Where can you get such home-cooked deliciousness? Thank you so much to Michelina's. And, of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. Handsome, helpful, and handy men with muscle that love to help you with the heavy lifting. No surprises, no hidden fees, just great quality move from start to finish with no minimums. So you just need a little help rearranging things in your home. They can do that. Or a full pack and move across the street, state, or country as an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. White Glove would love to assist. All right, so I have Tammy Bursick. She is the chair of the 4th of July committee, alongside her, Aaron Voss, with the Vero Beach City Council, who also loves being told what to do, just like White Glove Movers. Yay.
That's right.
Yay. Yeah, he takes instruction well.
He does.
It's perfect. It's so important because with our USA All Day, 250 years, pioneers to paradise, there is a jam-packed day from morning to night for 4th of July. And one of the things we have not yet touched on is the fact that there is going to be an opportunity to win some incredible prizes with a raffle basket that has multiple local businesses that have donated. And you can get the tickets for just $10 each or 3 for $25, really bolstering your opportunity to win. And the value of this basket is over $1,000. This is pretty awesome. And we'll be announcing the winner from the stage that night after hearing Riptide perform, and the energy is high. People are out there dancing, ready for some fireworks. So this is going to be pretty cool. We have Breeze Airways in there, 40,000 points, so they can use that towards a flight.
Right, and we estimated it to be around $400 flight.
Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. And, of course, their flight options are just increasing as the longer that they're here and our
yeah,
residents.
Yeah, they keep adding more.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Pittsburgh in the fall.
Ooh, look at you breaking news, sir. I love it. We have a beautiful basket from 21st Amendment Distillery, which is right downtown. And, Jeff, we appreciate him, his staff, and, of course, his service. Kiwi Car Wash gift card. I tell you, clean cars matter. They do.
They do.
They really do. I love seeing a nice, shiny, clean car. It makes all the difference. Marsh Landing. If you haven't been out to Felsmere, this is authentic Florida cuisine at its best. And the Vero Beach Art Club donated a sizable gift certificate so you can do a little shopping. First Friday gallery strolls. Go in there, fall in love with something, maybe take it home. We also have a free podcast from Evergreen Media, which is where we are at now, where we proudly record our weekly broadcast celebrating 17 years. Oh, my goodness. The Treasure Coast Insider. Thank you, my darling. And we also have some print ads. So that's going to be really great for people to just $10 each, 3 for $25, announcing the winner that night. I love it.
And we will have a booth when you come out to the morning at downtown. There will be a booth at the Heritage Center where you can buy the raffle tickets. If you don't make that event and you want to come in to the night event, we will also have a booth set up at the 4th of July event on the Barrier Island fireworks, and that will be set up around 4:30. So.
Will there be lots of vendors in addition to food vendors?
There will be a lot. Of course, all our sponsors will have a tent there.
Nice.
And I am getting a lot of requests from different vendors. Some jewelry people want to come out and sell some of their beautiful jewelry, and a couple other lady that does massages. She's going to come out and bring her chair. So, yeah, there will be other vendors there.
It does help pass the time to go and engage with these folks and families that are coming a little bit early that want to see the beautiful service that's going to be taking place before the concert kicks off. We're going to do something really beautiful and special for a Respect to Colors, a veterans ceremony that kicks off at 4:30. So again, 8 a.m., you can do the swim to the wreck. 10 a.m. is going to start our parade right downtown on 14th Avenue. Yours truly will help to facilitate. We are going to have an antique car show. Pretty fabulous. That's going to be at the old train station, and that's going to be stationary. And then, of course, cake after the
birthday
parade.
Cake.
Oh, my goodness, where we have all the art from our students, our local students. And then we'll take it over to the island around 4:30, 6 p.m. We got live entertainment and fireworks at 9.
Yay.
Yay. Yep. Happy 4th of July. Cheers.